Is to follow the facts and the law without fear or favor. And that's exactly what we did here.
Correspondent Matt Piper covered the trial start to finish.
The jury found that Trump illegally falsified business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. They found him guilty on all counts on their second day of deliberations. Outside the courthouse, once the verdict was read, most of his supporters left quickly.
I'm not surprised, and I'm still going to vote for him.
What was the point? What was the point?
Trump still calling it a rigged case.
I think it's just a disgrace, and we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win.
Mr. Trump spent the night at his home in Trump Tower, where he's expected to hold a news conference in a few hours. He faces a maximum of 4 years in prison. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
If we are to say that this is a case where we're treating the former president like any other defendant, I think if you and I were having this conversation about Donald Smith, I would say, looking at all the allegations here, we're looking at probation.
Sentencing is set for July 11th, just days before the Republican National Convention convenes. Now to the war in Ukraine. CBS News has learned President Biden's given Ukraine the go-ahead to launch limited airstrikes with American weapons inside Russia. Correspondent Linda Kenyon from the White House.
The move is a big change in U.S. policy. It would allow Ukraine to use U.S. arms to defend the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. This move would allow such firepower only in limited circumstances and for tactical reasons, as Ukraine continues to try to defend its second largest city.
We're learning about a possible third incidence of bird flu in a human. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
As with the previous two cases, one in Texas and one in Michigan, the person is a dairy farm worker with exposure to infected cows, making this another instance of probable cow-to-person spread.
This worker, also in Michigan, reported a cough and eye irritation. Luka Doncic leads the Mavericks to a blowout 124-103 win over the Timberwolves and a trip to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2011. Dallas star tells TNT he's taking nothing for granted.
There's still four games to win left, but this is amazing. I think we should enjoy tonight because this is special.
Game one against the Celtics next Thursday in Boston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A ghost gun ring was being run by a group of teenagers in Kenosha. That's according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. An investigation was started after the theft of a gun from a sporting goods store in Paddock Lake April 2nd. During a traffic stop earlier this month, police recovered stolen firearms from a vehicle carrying the teens, leading to search warrants that uncovered untraceable ghost guns and gun assembly parts at their homes. Seven high school-aged teenagers were arrested, who confessed to manufacturing and selling the firearms. The ransomware attack on Ascension is still causing an impact. The healthcare provider has been dealing with a hack for almost a month, with hackers restricting access to parts of its network. The incident has affected operations across Ascension's hospitals and clinics, prompting the organization to seek assistance from the FBI. Some doctors were able to regain partial access to electronic medical records this week. However, the recovery process remains ongoing. Ascension staff has been forced to rely on handwritten documentation, leading to significant delays across the Ascension network. Root River Revelry is planned for this weekend in Racine. The Root River Environmental Education Community Center is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration. It starts at 10 and runs through 4 tomorrow. The community is invited to the West 6th Street Center to check out what the Root River offers through crafts, raffles, and kayak and canoe rentals. The REC was founded in 2008 as a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now 5 games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number 3 quarterback Michael Pratt, 7th-round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number 2 spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing 2 of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of French fries mixed in there with them. Always. But if I get the French fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's or Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and around the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know, you gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're going to have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just got to hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
That I can recognize that line now. For years, I never knew what he was saying. I get around the Beach Boys right here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And let's start off the morning with a good news story, all right? You ever see the free book libraries people have in their front homes? You ever see that? They put a box outside with some books. Well, this guy is in the news after he installed a little free library outside his house. But instead of books, you can take out DVDs. Even made it to look like a tiny Blockbuster store. Is there a picture of it? It does. It looks like Blockbuster. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Friday morning, the last day of May. May 31st, 6:09. Looking for sunshine. Highs near 70 today right now. Sunny in 46.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Don't you just hate when this happens? A guy wanted a tattoo for some reason of a can of Sprite, but the tattoo artist spelled it Spite. Can they fix that kind of stuff? I'm Don Rosen, 614 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits around the clock with the Beatles now.
Oh,
here's actually the flip side to We Can Work It Out. The Beatles Day Tripper, 616 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha. And, of course, everywhere, the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. Hey, Racine's Festival Park and Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents comedian Johnny Biener and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall Friday, June 7th. I've got a pair of tickets I'm giving away. I got a couple of pairs this morning, as a matter of fact. We'll be giving away in just a few minutes here. So, you know what? Let's do it right now. You want to go see Johnny Biener in concert at Festival Hall on June 7th? Give me a call right now. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. The phone lines are open now. Give a call. We'll give you a pair of tickets and have a fun night. Good, clean family comedy. I think you'll have a good time at Festival Hall. That's Johnny Biener on Friday, June 7th. 262-634-9756. Give a call. Give me a pair of tickets right now. All right. Well, this is odd, but true. There were Chryslers that had built-in record players from 1956 to 1958. They malfunctioned so often that Chrysler dropped them after a few years. Could you imagine having a record player in a car? I can't even read my cell phone when I'm in the passenger seat because it's jumping all over the place. Imagine a record player. Hey, good morning. What's your first name?
I'm calling for the tickets.
Yeah, what's your first name? You got him. What's your first name?
Alan Martinez.
Al. Well, congratulations, yeah. Al. We'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Johnny Biener. Do you believe what I just, I don't know if you heard what I just said. There used to be record players in cars in the 50s. Chrysler's had them in there. So you put on a record album. Could you imagine the bumping around of that needle when you tried to drive?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
That'd be cool.
Al, what town do you live in?
I live in Racine.
All right, Al, hold on the line. We got your pair of tickets to go see Johnny Biener in concert. It's going to be a fun night at Festival Hall Friday, June 7th. Hold on, Al. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. We'll we'll chat with you in just a moment here and get your information. It's 619 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
This Sunday morning, join Faith Community Church in celebrating 40 years of faith, fellowship, and service to the Racine community. Enjoy a special anniversary service at 10:30, followed by a delicious complimentary lunch of walking tacos and sweet treats. FCC has been focused on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ while building a strong, passionate community of believers for every age. Celebrate Faith Community Church's continued mission of delivering the good news this Sunday morning at 10:30 on Newman Road, just south of Spring Street.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about two ways to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't. Pull over, get a quick bite to eat, and work on tip number two. Make a grocery list and stick to it when you're shopping. I know, so basic, but studies have really shown that making lists save money by cutting down or even cutting out impulse purchases. In my family, we keep our grocery list right on the fridge, and that way we all know what we're shopping for when we head to the store. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. For today, sunshine, highs near 70, cloudy, lows around 56 tonight. Tomorrow, some late-the-day showers, highs near 61, sunny on Sunday with a high near 70. Right now, sunny at 46 degrees, another beautiful morning at Radio Park. Look for the White Sox taking on the Brewers. It'll be tonight right here at WRJN at 6:35. I'm Don Rosen at 6:23 right now on your Friday morning with Stevie. Superstition, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Very superstitious. Looking last 7 years of bad luck.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll find out what's playing at the movies with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. That's straight ahead.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
Summerfest once. Yeah, they were on one of the side stages, believe it or not. The Monkees, Daydream Believer at WRJM, local news and timeless hits. 6:30 on the noggin right now. But we head off to news here. I have this happening to me from time to time. Did you ever meet somebody and you say, I should know their name and I don't know their name? Well, here's a hack for when you forget someone's name that you should know. Ask them their name. And when they say it, chuckle and say, oh, I know that. I meant your full name. Sorry. You might be able to get it that way. There's so many great hacks for getting people's names. And when you get to work today, if you're feeling sluggish, according to a study by NASA, of all people, you should take a nap. The perfect length of a nap is 26 minutes. They found out that when you nap for 26 minutes, you're 54% more alert and 34% better at what you do next. I don't know how they came up with those stats, but in any case, if you're feeling sluggish, then you go to your boss and say, listen, I need a 26-minute nap. Wake me up in about 26 minutes. I'll get right back to work. 6:31, WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. It's news time.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A ghost gun ring was being run by a group of teenagers in Kenosha. That's according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. An investigation was started after the theft of a gun from a sporting goods store in Paddock Lake April 2nd. During a traffic stop earlier this month, police recovered stolen firearms from a vehicle carrying the teens, leading to search warrants that uncovered untraceable ghost guns and gun assembly parts at their homes. 7 high school-aged teenagers were arrested, who confessed to manufacturing and selling the firearms. The ransomware attack on Ascension is still causing an impact. The healthcare provider has been dealing with a hack for almost a month, with hackers restricting access to parts of its network. The incident has affected operations across Ascension's hospitals and clinics, prompting the organization to seek assistance from the FBI. Some doctors were able to regain partial access to electronic medical records this week. However, the recovery process remains ongoing. Ascension staff has been forced to rely on handwritten documentation, leading to significant delays across the Ascension network. Root River Revelry is planned for this weekend in Racine. The Root River Environmental Education Community Center is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration. It starts at 10 and runs through 4 tomorrow. The community is invited to the West 6th Street Center to check out what the Root River offers through crafts, raffles, and kayak and canoe rentals. The REC was founded in 2008 as a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There has been a changing dynamic in dairy production headlines, and we're seeing a shuffle in the top 10 dairy states. New Mexico falls out, and Iowa jumps in. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and more on that is on the way.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverEgg, explains why this shift in production is happening.
It's true. I mean, New Mexico, it has been a struggle down there. From a milk price perspective, the farmers tend to get some of the lowest pay prices in the country. And when you think about the outlook for New Mexico, they really struggle with water. So we see dairies for sale down there that seem like they just can't sell at any low price. On the flip side, I think that more and more dairy producers are realizing what we already know about the Midwest, is that it's a great place to farm.
That was Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverEgg. I've got more news right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. You can enter now for the World Forage Analysis Super Bowl. It's open to all forage producers across North America. The 2024 contest, in conjunction with the World Dairy Expo, will award over $26,000 in cash prizes. The deadline to submit corn silage samples is July 10th. All other entries are due by August 22nd. The $40 entry fee includes a detailed sample analysis sent to entrants after judging is complete. The World Forage Analysis Super Bowl has 8 divisions that evaluate samples through lab and visual analysis. You can learn more about that as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter, as we'll deliver 5 stories to your inbox every day. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Phone always makes me feel stupid. This guy calls me up the other day. It's the wrong number. Guy's off by one number, which is usually the case, but they never know that. So I always pretend like they're off by 7. That's more fun. Is this 213-3125? No. This is 998-7999. What the hell's wrong with you? are you, drunk? You're drunk, aren't you? I won't try again for like an hour. Oh, man. I wasn't even close. Honey, you dial. I think I had the phone upside down. I hate when you tell them it's the wrong number, so they say, are you sure? And how do you talk to these people? I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Well, let me take a look around. Well, I'm in the wrong house.
You're coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
I go to pieces, Peter and Gordon, not to be confused with Chad and Jeremy, who sound exactly like them. For a time, I thought maybe they're the same people using different names. Local news, timeless hits are back here at WRJN. Pass it on, tell a friend. Well, check this out. This might be scary if it's true. Supposedly, a hacker group claims to have stolen the personal data of 560 million Ticketmaster users. How do you do this? I mean, don't they protect your information? 640 WRJN, sunny today with a high near 70. Right now it's 49 degrees and sunny at Radio Park.
Come on and be my little good luck charm. grow to hope tonight.
You know, I love some of the Elvis Presley movies. I like Roustabout, Girl Happy. Some of them were really good. Well, getting the Blu-ray treatment, just announced, will be Harum Scarum, starring Elvis Presley. And I belong on Facebook to one of these DVD Blu-ray sites, and the guy posted a picture of what the Blu-ray is going to look like for Harum Scarum and said, this is exciting news. This is one of the best movies ever. Really? Harum Scarum is better than Gone with the Wind, The Godfather, Citizen Kane. Harum Scarum.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Hey, did you ever give thought to your funeral arrangements? I did. We got that all planned out. As a matter of fact, I was at the cemetery on Memorial Day, and I'm looking down at the plot of land where I'm going to be. It really is sobering to know you're going to be in that ground. Well, at least your body will be for eternity. Anyway, how about this? Survey asks people what they want done with their remains. The most popular answer was having their ashes scattered in nature. Okay. The 10th most popular response was a Viking funeral. Having your body sent into the water on a boat and then set afire with a flaming arrow. I don't know if they do that in Lake Michigan. It would be something to watch. Hey, there goes Don. And there goes the arrow. Poof, he's gone. Just like that. It's 6:46 at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 70. A cloudy night tonight. Lows around 56. Some late today showers possible tomorrow with a high near 61. And a beautiful Sunday. Sunny. Highs near 70. Right now, 49 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready? A Scotty Summer. Wow, we have a text to win contest starting on Monday. The Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest begins Monday at 7 a.m. right here at Civic Media's WRJN. You can win prizes to the Dells, Milwaukee Brewers tickets, plus a chance to win a Scotty Summer staycation.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. Say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Pray, dear Lord, hear my plea.
6:52 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, and I'm going to help you out here, parents, all right? You have trouble getting your kids to eat their vegetables? All right, here's a tip. Eat your own vegetables first. 53% of parents with young kids have noticed their kids eating unwanted vegetables just to mimic their parents. Now, I will tell you, this never, ever, ever happened to me. When I was a little kid, my mother, by accident, put peas on my plate, knowing that I'm not going to eat them. And when she went to take them off, my father said, "Don't leave him. He's going to eat them tonight." And I wouldn't eat them. Not that I was being rebellious. It's just that I knew I couldn't hold him down. So when everybody was done with their dinner, they went down to the rec room to watch television for 2 hours. And my father said, "You're not leaving this table till you eat those peas." 2 hours later, they came up. The peas were sitting there. Again, I wasn't being rebellious. I just knew I wouldn't hold them down. So we all went to bed, and I never ate those peas. And my mother never made that mistake again of putting vegetables on my plate. Now, I do eat vegetables. I'm not that, you know, I do eat some. But I've never eaten peas. I think I'm scarred for life.
I dig rock and roll. And I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. The mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, ba, ba.
What a beautiful day on tap today. Sunny, highs near 70. Cloudy, lows around 56 tonight. Some late in the day showers tomorrow. Highs near 61. Sunday, gorgeous. Sunny, highs near 70. Right now it's sunny at 49 degrees here at Radio Park with the Doors and Touch Me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Tell me what she said. What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky. For you and come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
It's 6:59 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Here at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. We've been there for 97-plus years. We're not leaving 1400 anytime soon. Hey, you know, with all the scams in the news lately, take a look at this one. This guy in Taiwan married and divorced the same woman four times in 1 month. Because the local labor laws claim